Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is your Aries Equinox Astrology Report. And I want to start with a piece of writing by a woman named Fawzia Al-Rawi. She is a Sufi mystic who was raised in the Sufi tradition by her Iraqi grandmother. She is part Iraqi and part Austrian, and lives today in Austria, and she is the teacher for a friend of mine who sent this to me. And I thought this was really perfect for this moment that we are all in together. There is a divine law woven into creation. Everything moves through cycles of light and darkness. Night does not cancel the sun. It prepares the world to receive it again. Hardship does not erase meaning. It deepens our capacity to recognize mercy. In every age, the darkness rises, but so does the light that answers it. Those who keep hope, gratitude, courage, and trust become carriers of that light when the world needs it most. Hope is the quiet refusal to believe that darkness gets the final word. Thankfulness reminds the heart that even in difficult times, life is still overflowing with gifts often we don't really notice. Courage is the decision to stand for what is right, even when the world feels unstable and uncertain. Trust and faith anchor the soul in the certainty that beyond the noise of this moment, there is divine wisdom and mercy guiding the story of humanity. I just love that. So there's so much to say about this Aries equinox. And the first thing I want to say is that I'm recording this on the 18th, and the 18th and the 19th, just a day and a half before the equinox, we have a Pisces new moon. And whenever there is a new or a full moon happening around the equinoxes and solstices, it's wrapped up into the energy. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but I just want to say that we have been all year long in the midst of this Pisces-Aries dynamic where the planets have been going across. Saturn and Neptune have been going back and forth over the last degrees of Pisces. And as you know, Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac, and Aries is the first. We've had this Aries-Pisces dynamic all year, and also been looking at the connection between Aries and Pisces, because Pisces sends sort of a handoff to Aries of maturity, of compassion, of wisdom, of a mystical understanding and living in a more heart-centered mystical reality, and a mature understanding of the world that we're living in and how to bring more of our hearts to it. And Aries brings this new beginning, this spark, this increasing intensity that initiates new life. Aries is the birth of new life, is the spark of life force. I'll talk about that a little bit more. And I also want to just say that in this particular equinox and new moon, we have this profound lineup of planets in Aries. On the new moon, we have there's a lineup in Pisces. The sun and the moon are in Pisces. The north node's in Pisces. Mercury's in Pisces. But all these planets, Mars is in Pisces, but these planets are quickly moving into Aries. So on the 20th, the sun moves into Aries. And later on in April, Mercury and Mars move into Aries, and they join the lineup that's there. So there's this baton being passed. So what's happening is that the lineup of Aries goes like this. on the equinox, the sun and the moon are in Aries. Venus is in Aries and has been for a few weeks. Eris is in Aries. Chiron is in Aries. And Neptune and Saturn are in Aries. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 planets. And if you count Selassie and Manue, which are dwarf planets, that's 9. That's a lot of Aries. That's a lot of fire. And so I want to talk to you about that. First, I want to just talk to you about the equinox. The equinox means that there are equal days of day and night. And equal light is spread all across the globe. The sun tracks along the equator. And the effect that this has is that the Earth's auric field is affected by this alignment with the equator. And it creates an interdimensional doorway that many, many ancient cultures and indigenous cultures worked with these doorways. You can see on the pyramids around the world, stone circles and temples, even in petroglyphs, there is this sacred geometry and temple making where it lines up with the solstices and the equinoxes. So you'll see in Machu Picchu windows that when you sit there, you'll see the sun, the equinox or the solstice sun, depending on the window that you're in, rising right in the center of that window. And there are many temples where the solstice or equinox sun will be like at the peak of the temple. And it's a way of bringing the energy of this into the earth, into our bodies and into our lives. And it's this acknowledgement that there is the earth's auric field is shifted and more of the sun's light is coming in and more of the light from spirit is coming in. So, it's helpful for us to acknowledge that we are in a time of a doorway that is leading to an ability for us to connect to our intuition and guidance and for our light bodies to be really activated as the earth is activated. And it's a very powerful time where our intentions really are carried in with this light. This light is really amplifying our intentions, so it's very helpful to get clear intentions. The sun is bringing the energy to grow the seedlings that are blossoming into creations. At this equinox, we also have Mercury moving direct on that day, on the 20th, which means that all the planets are in a forward motion. So it's time for many, many things are moving forward. This Aries equinox is known as a season of growing. It's a season of growing our new curriculum, our new dreams, and to see how we can structure these into practical, tangible ways that really makes huge changes. Or maybe not such huge changes. Maybe small, sweet changes that when you add them all up, create a wave that creates big changes. Whether it's in your own personal life or if it's each of us individually aligning to the light that we are, aligning to the courage that we carry within us, aligning to small, sweet steps that bring our love, our courage, our compassion, and our fierce devotion to justice and peace into this world in ways that will matter. So a couple of other things to tell you about the sun before I get a little bit more into the Aries lineup is that the planet Uranus and Sedna, the dwarf planet, are sextiling the equinox sun, and they are also sextiling that Pisces new moon happening a few days before, which really brings in even more truth-telling, even more unexpected changes, new possibilities, new frequencies, chaos and disruption. You know, Uranus helps us to turn the page. It helps us to make changes where we've been in a holding pattern. And it wakes us up to what we need to see, what we need to feel, what we need to experience, what we need to align with. And Sedna is a reminder that we are in a profound time of metamorphosis, that we are in a profound time of shedding, and a profound time of becoming a different aspect of ourselves that is not something that we have to figure out, but it's something that we just need to uncover. You know, the story of Sedna is that she's an Inuit goddess, that she was, and she's conjunct Uranus right now, and she will be really through the summer. And it's going to intensify at the end of April and all into July, which is Sedna was a girl who was forced to marry someone that she didn't love. And he abused her. And her father, she calls for her father to get her, and he gets her. But then the villagers come after because she broke the law, because she left her husband because they weren't supposed to do that. And her father throws her overboard to protect himself. She tries to climb back up, and he cuts off her fingers. And she, her fingers become dolphins and whales and sea creatures, turtles. And she just becomes the goddess of the sea. She becomes who she always was. And we are certainly living in a time that, you know, for each of us to think about what is the boat that you're hanging on to that is only, that is not leading you to who you really are. And that we are being forced in some ways to let go of what might have felt secure or safe, and recognizing that there is no security and safety in some of these old structures, because we're seeing more and more of how these structures are built on trauma and abuse. And we're seeing more and more and more. And so we're needing to chart a new course. But that new course has always been written. It's always been written in your heart. It's written in your soul's blueprint. And this equinox is a time where if you listen, you're going to hear a lot of messages about this for yourself, for your new directions, but also new ways of being within yourself, letting go of these old ideas of there's something outside of you that's going to save you. There's something outside of you that's going to give you the approval. There's something outside of you that is God, and you're trying to, it's that, that there is a government that's going to save you, that there is, this is all unraveling, and it's actually creating ultimately an empowerment of people, people working together, moving past our differences to create something new. And we are at the seed point of that. And I do want you to remember that a mighty oak tree starts with a seed, and it takes a long time for that seed to sprout and grow into that mighty oak tree. And we are at a time right now at this equinox where this sun is so powerful that it's like Miracle-Gro on that seed. And yet it's still just the beginnings. And we are at this time of endings and beginnings, the end of the old world and the beginning of something entirely new. And it's challenging because the old, we're not done with it. It keeps acting barbarically. You know, the old dark energy just keeps on keeping on until it really cannibalizes itself and many other people. And yet, at the same time, there is a great deal of new life and new beginnings, and we're holding all of it at the same time. So Uranus brings this energy of unexpected changes, awakenings, new possibilities, new frequencies, new light codes, disruption and chaos. And that is helping us, this chaos in some ways is helping us to metamorphosize into a much more courageous and clear-eyed version of ourselves. We are certainly not under the illusion. We are more mature now. We see the reality. We see very clearly the truths that are being told. And in some ways, it's uniting people. So the Aries lineup, all these planets in Aries, which really increases the intensity and the spark of this time. Aries is an initiator. It's an initiation point. It is the birth of the year, the astrological year. It is all about newness and is fast moving. Aries is all about raw life force energy. Aries is all about the Aries Mystery School teaches us to take decisive, committed action with and to bring the qualities of innocence, trust, and courage. It is the spark of I am. I am here. I say yes to this life. I say yes to this moment. And Aries loves a sense of mission and purpose. Aries grows and sprouts and blossoms quickly, very quickly, like this, the energy of spring. You know, one day there's a blossom on a tree and the next day the tree is full of flowers. Or there's a bud on the tree and the next day it's full of flowers. Aries loves to lead the way into new territory. She is a trailblazer. She's independent, sovereign, and free. I think of Aries as the mama bear. It's like what you didn't know, the kind of strength you didn't know you had in you until it was asked of you. The kind of strength that comes from a mother that can lift up a car off of her toddler. And in some ways, there is the strength inside of you that is growing. But Aries can also likes to take action, and she likes to be inspired. She loves to be on new paths, and she has the courage to take the path that she hasn't taken before, to try something new. But she can get depleted easily. And it really is important to create really a lot of clarity about what it is that you are sparking, because we have so much of this primal fire for new beginnings. And so one thing is to just get really clear, because what is the shadow of Aries? And whenever we have a lot of one archetype, we have the opportunity and the invitation to step into the positive polarity of this and to lean into it. But we also need to be aware of what is the shadow. And you see the shadow all over right now. The shadow is explosive anger, fighting for the sake of fighting with no clear purpose, just like irritant explosions. Aries is like in the Aries Mystery School, the high version is being able to take action from a place of commitment and purpose that's inspired and that's spontaneous and that is aligned to your values. But the shadow is action before reflection with no regard for how it will impact anyone. And, it's a velocity addict. You know, Aries is really fast moving and doesn't like to be slowed down and can be very irritable around and has a lack of empathy. And Aries can burn out and burn down. And so what we want is to notice during this time where there's so many Aries, it's like it's very rare to see this much Aries. And there are some astrologers that are saying that there's no evidence that we've ever seen this much Aries happen. And it's going to get stronger. So we have 7 planets and 2 dwarf planets in Aries on the day of the equinox. But then later in April, Mars and Mercury move into Aries. Mercury will move into 0° Aries at the same time of the Aries new moon on April 15th. So between mid-March and mid-April, it's like this culmination point. And the culmination point is at its peak, really, at the equinox. And then again, right around April 15th at that Aries new moon. And we'll see. We'll just see where this, we don't know. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but I will ask you to consider this. Where in your life are you burning out? Where in your life are you acting before enough reflection? Or where in your life are you holding back from courageous, new, bold new steps because you're too worried about, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about that? And so this energy is designed to unfreeze you. And in some ways, the circumstances that we're dealing with in the world, in some ways it can be very freezing, but the energy of this equinox is inviting you to move. Aries also likes movement. So one thing to do is to take walks, to put on some music, to move some of the energy. You might be feeling a lot of
dysregulated nervous system. Maybe you're not, but you are in a collective field where there's a lot of nervous systems that are dysregulated right now. And so we want to be asking, how can we look after our nervous systems with all this fire? How can we root ourselves? How can we root ourselves? And that is, you know, I like to sit with trees or even just imagine that I am a tree. But we're really being asked to have the courage to step forward and to initiate what we want to do in this world now. And that may be initiating a time out for yourself. I mean, it may be initiating a lot more self-care, and it may be initiating entirely new pathways and new relationships, new work. The good news is that there is increasing clarity coming around some of this. Even if it isn't exactly with like, here's the blueprint, step one, do this, step one, two, do that. It's maybe just an inner knowing of the direction you're moving in, or the energy being kindled, the fire and the spark being lit inside of your heart that is there to direct you in the right timing. But most people are going through a massive completion process around lessons you have learned. And now it's time to take those lessons that you have learned. I'm sorry if my dog barks. He's hearing some things happening in the house that I'm in. So I'm telling you beforehand, but he hasn't barked. Lessons that you have learned and, consciousness that has grown, that you have grown inside of yourself. And Aries is about action. It's like, hey, how do we take this into the next arena of action in our life? And also, Aries reminds us, and the nodes of the moon right now are reminding us, it's not about perfection. It's just about the willingness and the courage to step into the new curriculum as you understand it in each moment. And the world is setting up a new curriculum, but, you know, like I said, at the same time, some of the old power players are going insane with dark, with war, you know, with burning down the house, literally. So with fire, we're asking, how can we create a container for all this fire so that we can grow deep roots, so that we don't burn out, so that we don't burn up or burn down our relationships? And also asking ourselves, where are you giving your attention? Where are you giving your life force to? Because Aries can get distracted very easily. And it's a very important time to focus on where you're giving your attention to, where you're giving your life force to. I'm certainly not saying don't pay attention to global events, but I am saying don't give it all your life force, because that's where you will freeze, burn out, frizzle, your nervous system will fry. So you want to be thinking about what are the seeds that you want to grow. So we are in this incredible time of so much fire, and learning how to, fire is like really creative as well. Without fire, and fire is the only element that can take one substance and turn it into another. And I'm thinking about cooking. You know, you take your asparagus and your onions and your garlic and you put it in some water and you make a soup and it becomes something different than it was before. Fire alchemically transforms us. And we are going through a fire initiation for sure now. And in some ways, we can't see the transformation exactly because there's so much instability and trauma. But I think that when we look back 10, 20, 30 years from now, we will see this as a point that marked a much. So a lot of you are like, I've already been doing all this work. I've already been making these changes. I've already been awake to all this rot in the foundation of the structures of our political system and our healthcare system and so many systems. But this is about mass awakenings. This is about mass understanding that we of what where we are. So I also want to say that the equinox sun and all these planets in Aries are activating the Saturn-Neptune conjunction that happened on February 20th at 0 degrees Aries. It has been 6,000 years since Saturn and Neptune were conjunct in Aries, at 0 degrees Aries. And this is a major activation point as well. Remember, this is the beginning of the zodiac, and this is a time where truths are being told, where we begin to understand that freedom without connection is meaningless. Connection to each other, connection to our own spirit, connection to our bodies, connection to the earth, connection to all life, and connection to the mystical realm. This is a time where the mystical, unseen, creative, imaginal point, a field of all possibilities, is merging with Saturn, which is earth, which is form, which is structure, which is building new firm foundations and bringing into it this Neptunian energy. So yes, as this is happening, things are ending, they're dissolving, they're unraveling, truths are being told, but there is something new emerging if we choose it. A new template is emerging within us. New cycle is beginning. And we are grounding and structuring and building foundations for new dreams, for new visions, for new earth, for mystical reality to be understood as absolutely real, to be part of our birthright, for us to have this inspired, in spirit means to bring spirit, to be inspirited. And it is about bringing spirit into matter and into inspired, committed action, because they are in Aries. And Aries is about taking action based on intuitive guidance, aligned with your most deeply held values at its highest. And at its most lowest, it's lies, deceptions, toxicity, and war. So we want to be bringing a more reality to the mystical, transcendent, invisible celestial realms, and bringing together that with our physical body, that with our conscious mind, understanding that our higher self has always resided an aspect of itself, a piece of itself in our physical body, as well as in the infinite, and that we are source remembering itself. And this is an activation of that for our inner guidance and to be asking, what is love and compassion and courage in action? I always think of this as liquid fire, and I'm like, wow, liquid fire. And another expression of that is ships literally on fire, oil on fire. But there are these huge waves coming in, and we are ready for a whole new level. We are seeing through the lies, and we are pulling away the veils of confusion and the veils of seeking too much comfort and safety in things that do not really bring comfort and safety, but they bring a sense of being constrained. And that is dissolving, because if you reach for something that is no longer aligned to you, you're going to just feel more and more and more that there isn't any coherence and you don't have a life force for it. And it's becoming more and more and more, people are becoming more and more aware of where there is no spark and where the spark is leading them. But sometimes the spark doesn't tell you exactly where it's leading you yet. It just says, hey, three steps to the right. Hey, over here. Hey, over there. Hey, go to this movie. Hey, meet with this friend. The way Neptune works with us is like on a need-to-know basis. Follow your intuitive guidance. Do not expect your rational mind to understand all of it yet. And follow where your energy is going in terms of your heart. Neptune is the energy of the heart. So Saturn is that elder, that wisdom bringer, the master builder, the expert, the bone mother who gives birth to new realities. And she teaches us through giving us challenges and obstacles that we mature and grow through. So some people think, oh, if I'm having this challenge and this obstacle in my life, obviously I wasn't meant to take this path because it's hard and it's uncomfortable and it's bringing up, I'm being triggered all the time. And no, that's what how Saturn teaches you to keep to work through it. And when you work through it, you become a new person. a more mature person. So it is about learning and growing and also really looking at what is working in your life and what is not. Can you choose a connection to your heart space and your light within and stay present while the unraveling quickens, while the rot in the foundation continues to be exposed? Can you hold that? You can. You're being asked to grow and mature, to hold that at the same time that you're holding this field of love, this field of connection, this field of belonging and creativity, and dissolving what gets in the way. Joanna Macy talked about this time as the great turning. The great unraveling is happening at the same time that we are creating regenerative culture and stepping into that. So ask, where do you need to step into regeneration in your life, in your community's life? With Neptune in Aries, you can have this sense. What's available is this felt sense that you are being held in hands that are bigger than yours. And those hands also belong to you. It's not waiting for an external safety to feel safe inside, but activating those qualities within yourself and to be present with the unknown, to slow down, to listen to nature and allow what is dissolving to dissolve. Release what is detoxifying in our world and inside of us. Allow it to transform and transmute, because that is the wisdom of this cycle and of nature, in the same exact way that Sedna, she fell into the water without her fingers and she transformed into a goddess. The wisdom that got her into the mess was also the wisdom that took her through it and out. And you have that inside of your heart, and inside of you is that wisdom that can guide you through this portal that we're in, into much more higher consciousness, much more freedom, much more sense of inner safety, again, that is not dependent on externals. And it's a huge, huge initiation. So we also have, like I said, the Aries Sun has crossed this conjunction point between Saturn, which is matter, that elder, that wise elder, that teaches us throughout challenges and teaches us to grow and to become more, and to access our own inner elder, and that Neptune, which is the spirit, the unseen, the mystical, the creative, the field of all possibilities and visions and dreams. And we find ourselves also in the year of the Fire Horse. And the year of the Fire Horse is very similar to Aries energy. It's high energy, acceleration, courage, taking the reins, galloping forth into new horizons. It is about being heart-centered and on purpose. It is about fierce independence, social activism, and freedom. It is a call to embody all that we have learned and a powerful forward movement. Aries, all this Aries energy is fueling this Fire Horse, this wildness, and Pisces, we have this lineup of Pisces just before, at the same time as all of this Aries, and we have, for the past year, had this dynamic between Pisces and Aries, and so Pisces has been teaching us to grow in the wisdom of our hearts, to understand that we're all connected, to understand that love is always the answer. And that even when you're saying no forcefully to something that you must say no to, you can do it with love and not just anger. And to even see what is the root, what is the core pain that is causing so much of the turmoil in our world. And that even, what I would consider the bad actors in the world are carrying so much pain. There's still an ability to say no and to stand up for what is right and for what is truth and what is justice and to protect the vulnerable, but to do so from a place of caring about and moving towards something that you want to see rather than pounding. Because, in the energy we're in with all this fire, if you drop a spark on this, it's going to explode. So if you... and I have experienced this recently in my own life, where instead of being wise and sharing from a, you know, taking care of my nervous system and sharing something that was upsetting to me from a place of wisdom. I did not take the time to regulate my nervous system, and I was with someone who was behaving in the same way. And so our fire just, it kept like burning each other until we finally took space, took time to take care of ourselves, and then we had this bigger perspective, and we were able to have compassion for ourselves and each other. And I have to say, with this Pisces new moon right before the equinox, and there is something else happening with Pisces that's extraordinary. Mercury is going direct on the day of the equinox. So we've been in this cycle for the past 3 weeks of reviewing, repairing, rewiring, re-examining, looking within. That's what Mercury retrogrades do. The energy of our consciousness goes deep inside. And so the energy isn't so much on the outside and things glitch, but on the inside, there's this incredible time of reflection. And then here we are at the supercharged, really fiery, dynamic equinox with so many planets in fire, in Aries, in a quickening, in an ignition point. Mercury's going direct, which really amplifies its energy, and it's conjunct the North Node, which is our collective destiny, our soul story, at 8 degrees, which is the infinity symbol. So this is an energy of receiving messages, intuitive hits, inner guidance. Mercury is communicating. It's whispering the new template to you. It's whispering the new curriculum, the new steps to take. You may not have all the details. Your heart and belly may be letting you know what you have a yes for and where you have a hard no. It is about leaning into the next phase of your curriculum and our curriculum together on this planet. It is about receiving intuitive flashes before all the details are known. It is also about, because it's in Pisces, it is about the need to increase our compassion and our empathy for ourselves and each other and really all of life, because we need to, because things are going to come up. And so it's just a reminder, extend that towards yourself and towards others. See the core of the wound that is causing the problem. And allow this wisdom that's growing to take birth and to act on it. And that you're not going to always do that. I'm not going to always do that. Certainly, that is not what's happening in the world. There is, you know, we can't control the spectrum that people act on, right? So all of this energy, there's a spectrum. There's a higher octave of the spectrum and a real dark octave. And that darkness is really utilizing this portal for expressing war, and abuse. And at the same time, this portal is available for us. But like I said, you might be purging some anger, some fear, some self-doubt, some whatever. And so it's about having compassion for that place inside of yourself. I haven't talked about it yet, but I will talk about the Chiron is playing, the shamanic healer, playing a big role in the equinox energy, but I'll get to that in a minute. So remember, Mercury's going direct on this day and that all planets are moving forward. Things that may have felt like they were at a standstill in your life are going to start moving forward quickly or around you. What are the messages that are coming through? What are the intuitive messages and the synchronicity that Pisces works with signs and symbols and dreams, guidance for your next steps, guidance for how to communicate this new energy that is within us that has been really being laid down inside of our bodies since 2012 and even before that, but it's really been amplifying this light that is inside of us that is growing. How do we take it and operate it in our daily lives? And how do we heal some of the issues that come up as this energy is quickening? Because it can feel like too much sometimes, and it can be an adjustment for our physical bodies. Anyone who's had Kundalini experiences knows it's a big adjustment. And that's really what I'm talking about. More of your spirit more of your light bodies are connecting into your physical bodies than have been here for a very, very long time. And the physical body is adjusting. Your consciousness is adjusting. So this new grid within us is communicating. It's been growing within us for over a decade. And we are the bringer of these new frequencies, this new wiring, these new insights. It's being switched on, and we are being asked to stabilize it and to create a wave of actions that are in alignment with this higher light. So Mercury conjunct the North Node can bring sudden insights, but also sudden shocks and surprises, and help to give you a clear understanding on new perspectives that may be liberating for you, and may initiate these new perspectives, and these new understandings may also initiate new beginnings that you didn't see coming and endings that you didn't see coming. Because it's in Pisces, it's emotional. So it's about having the emotional courage to see the truth and to feel the truth, to release what you need to release, and to step into possibly the unknown, where you haven't been before. Emotional clarity, which will support your releasing process of releasing what is no longer aligned, no longer coherent with you, and gives you some steps about building some new foundations. Pisces washes away, it dissolves. Who we thought we were, what we thought we were about, what we thought we might be committed to. And of course, the events unfolding in the world are also asking more of us, asking us to show us up more. And I wanted to tell you that the shadow of Pisces is emotional avoidance, idealizing people and situations, spiritual bypass, and drifting into fantasies rather than dealing with reality, and a longing for perfection. So we want these new beginnings to be like the imaginal world, and the visionary world is very light and beautiful. But when we actually take the steps to take our visions and put them into reality, we end up dealing with challenges oftentimes, and or our fears. And sometimes that Piscean energy can be, oh, it's not supposed to look like this. It's supposed to look like my perfect imagined reality. And life on planet Earth just isn't like that. So the longing for perfection rather than progress is the shadow of this. Wanting a version of reality that is based on some imagined form of happiness rather than what this next version of reality is, actually wanting to show us. And okay, so let's see. Mercury conjunct the North Node is about collective evolution. It is about really what are the new stories. Mercury is a messenger of the gods, and he is a messenger of your own inner divine spark to you. And so it is a really good time to slow down and listen, and to write and or do art, or write down your dreams, dance and listen, just listen. How do new beginnings take shape? What are the patterns that are playing out in our lives collectively and personally? It takes one person to have the courage to make changes in their lives, to show up, to shine brightly, even if you are also feeling afraid, anxious, and angry in that moment. It takes courage to make changes within ourselves and to act on our intuitive guidance and insights, even if we don't always know exactly where they're taking us or how things are really going to turn out. None of us really know how things are going to turn out. But it is a time of being able to have sudden, fresh, new perspectives, and also feeling things that have been bottled up inside of you and that need to be felt and seen and liberated in order for you to create this wave with your own life that will create a wave of consciousness that is acting coherently but not perfectly. Aligning your actions with your values, aligning your actions with compassion, with imagination, with vision and kindness. There are circumstances that we really need to activate this compassion. We are changing direction in a fated way, because anytime something is with the North Node, fate, we are seeing reality in a new way. We are utilizing the power of our intuition to be open and available to come through the dream realm and to step into new directions. And so it is a really helpful to be open to Mercury communicating and expressing how to operate these new rivers of light, these new frequencies, how to make them more tangible and practical, how to show up in these really challenging times with your service, and your service may be changing based on what is happening globally. You want to be listening to your heart for your truth, for your authentic role to play now, rather than your mind saying you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Joanna Macy also talks about, like, there are four ways to create change in the world. One is through getting involved in the systems you wish to change, going inside, like becoming a teacher, and changing the system from within. Another is to be an activist on the outside of the system, calling out what needs to be changed. Another is innovations in art, in communication, in technology that disrupt the status quo and invite change. The other is to be spiritually meditating, to be dreaming the new dream, to be aligning with peace, with love, with beauty, meditating, dancing, taking part in world meditations that are actually happening daily now, or doing some of all of it, or a little piece here, a little piece there. But the point is that you don't want to be telling yourself what you should be doing. You want to hear where your inner wisdom and your inner light, where this communication from your soul is directing you now. And like I said, may be different. So then we have Jupiter is now direct at the time of this equinox. Jupiter is at 15 degrees Cancer, which is exactly where the planet Sirius is. And we have 3-eye Atlas crossing Jupiter. And we also have Jupiter having a conversation with the feminine and the masculine to expand these wisdom streams, to expand the mysteries of Cancer, which is about protection, nurturing, creating a safe space for the vulnerable, softening our hearts, connecting to home, roots, and family, and how to create a place of home inside of our bodies, and how to love from a place of intuition and empathy for the other, knowing, tuning into the other person or tuning into your own heart and really looking at what is the deeper needs and offering it to yourself and to others. Of course, the shadow of Cancer is tribalism, which we're seeing the shadow of playing out as well. And the fact that right now Jupiter is conjunct Sirius is a planet that is associated with the goddess Isis and with our star brothers and sisters and grandmothers and grandfathers and ancient ancestors who were our teachers. And so Jupiter is expanding the wisdom of the star. This Sirius star is very much known for being connected to the whales and the dolphins and healers and higher consciousness. So that's being expanded. And 3-eye Atlas is right there expanding the energy of 3-eye Atlas, which is really supporting us in this metamorphosis that we are going through to hold more of our light and our wisdom and to bring that out into the world in tangible, practical ways. And Sirius was overhead in August, and that is when the Nile would overflow. And when the Nile overflowed, it would fertilize the farmlands, and it would be a portender of abundance to come. So it's also about that the seeds that we are planting, that there's this, that's being nourished by these light, and the wisdom inside of us is being nourished by this light. But, you know, I do like to speak about the positive of all of this, but it's also just a very intense time. And as I've said,
These new seeds are stirring and growing. And at the same time, there's a lot of ending and there's a lot of truth telling. And there's a lot of really needing to look at, oh my God, there really was all this abuse, like, and trauma woven into the field of what has been the foundations of our collective reality. And so we are, you know, like lancing a wound, the poison has to come out. And by the way, there is some energy, astrological energy around this, and that Chiron is an Aries, and Chiron is conjunct the moon on the equinox. And Eris is there. Eris is the goddess of discord and chaos, and she teaches us to heal through chaos. And it really is this saying, out of chaos comes the world, which is this deep, deep healing of like lancing all the wounds all at once, it seems, and it's coming out and it's uncomfortable and it's gross. And yet we must stay present to it so that it can release, and whatever feelings we have coming up so that they can release, and that we have a much stronger life force going through us, and that we can begin to create these new foundations, without all this, so Chiron and Eris and Venus are conjunct the moon. So it's a very profound time of the wild feminine, that Venus is in Aries conjunct the moon. And, it's the end. It's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the beginning and the beginning of the end. Chaos and disruption are needed sometimes in order for the deepest healing to take place, in order for our defense mechanisms, in order for us to get to the depth of the depth of the depth. And it is also about, with Aries, it's about setting boundaries. It's about saying, no, I will not comply with this. I will not comply with this old story that it's okay for the rich and the powerful to abuse the vulnerable, or that I'm going to look away, or that I'm going to step away. I'm going to say no. And you can say no in very obvious ways, but it's also just saying no inside of yourself. This won't stand. There's a deep shamanic healing taking place, taking us to our deepest wounds, where we can hold space for compassion and presence and a moving beyond the effect of the wounds. We have these ancient wounds in us, and as we are being asked to step forward with our courage, to help plant the seeds of a regenerative culture that may take decades to blossom, and yet the seeds are being planted. And in some places in the world, these seeds are already blossoming and growing, and in our communities and in our homes and in our families. We can't just look to the unraveling. So we have these ancient wounds that are coming up, and some of them are the wounds of Aries and the wounds of Pisces. And the ancient wound for Aries is, first of all, Aries got hijacked about 5,000-6,000 years ago. Aries was, it's the spark of life force. It's the spark of life. And the Aries archetype were protector. It was a protector energy. Sekhmet, who protects the birthing spaces, is a real symbol, goddess symbol for Aries. And, I always think of a band of women, wild women, Amazonian women that would go from village to village and protect the vulnerable from the marauding, factions that were just going in and burning things down and raping people and destroying things. It was this protective energy, and it got really hijacked in the past several thousand years to be used for war, to be used for power over. So the Aries archetype is, we are healing, within ourselves, how we respond to the part of us that's strong, that's fierce, that's powerful, that's a brilliant shining light, that is courageously stepping into the unknown, that is following inner guidance, and that is outside the norm. Because Aries always likes to be stepping into new territories, very leading edge. So that's not what the norm is. So it requires courage. And Aries is about owning your inner light and letting it guide you. And but it has become a kind of a warrior energy that is kind of, you know, what we're seeing now. But with Pisces, it's about, well, with Aries, it's also like there's so much more light coming in. Every time I talk to you about there's more and more light coming in. But that can bring up a lot. It can bring up like, oh, my God, can my body contain this? Am I going to be okay? You know, it can be uncomfortable when there's a lot of Shakti or Kundalini or energy awakening inside of us. Will I be ostracized? Will I be hurt? Will I be harmed? There are deep wounds that these lineages of priestesses and shamans and healers hold. Will I be put on the stake? Will I be murdered? Will I be hunted down? And all of this needs is clearing now. And with Pisces, it's about self, you know, letting go of self-sacrifice, letting go of martyrdom, letting go of putting oneself last, letting go of overgiving until one is depleted. So it's like, how do I show up as a light worker in these times and feel my fear and do it anyway and have my courage and my light be stronger? And I walk hand in hand with those. So, we are also at this time of like seeing how the old story is totally unraveling and how the old story does not support our needs for belonging to each other, to the earth, to spirit, to the cosmos. And that we are reweaving ourselves into all of life. And we are reweaving aspects of our own selves into our life. And we're remembering that we are source expressing itself and remembering itself through us. And that we are alchemizing and transmuting some of the old wounds and the poison, and the distortion around thinking that light exists anywhere, that light doesn't exist inside of us. So I do want to say that I will be teaching a soul retrieval retreat in June, and it is 5 days, and it really is a very deeply healing experience, and it is an experience of activating our light bodies and calling forth parts of ourselves, aspects of ourselves from past lives or from childhood that we sent away, and integrating them. And I think it's a really important skill for our time. And for those of you who are new to shamanic journeying, let me know if you want to take this class, and I will put together an introduction class for you so that you have some experience. And the class meets 4 times on Zoom, so that there's some basic skills that and growing together as a group, and then we'll be meeting for 5 days in person. And I invite you to step into that if it feels right and aligned for you. Let's see. Drink a lot of water. Be around the water or imagine the water, because we have way, way, way a lot of fire going on. And again, the balance point for fire is water. The balance, even just taking a shower, taking a bath, drinking lots of water, listening to the sounds of water, even if it's on Spotify. But also the earth. If you're going to make a campfire, you're going to possibly dig a hole in the earth so the earth is surrounding your fire, so you get a nice, warm, glowing fire that makes you feel so good inside instead of a fire that burns down the forest. So think about what that is in your life. How can you create that earth so that you can have that warm glow and that activation and that inspiration and a connection to your life force? And pay attention to when your nervous system feels dysregulated, and take a moment, step aside, and take care to come back into balance with yourself through breathing, through walking, through maybe you need to express something. And if you explode, have compassion for yourself. Many of you won't do that. many of you don't have so much fire. For some people, this is a blessing because it's like getting lit up, getting, you know, really feeling that inspiration. And for some people, it's way too much fire and it can feel like too much. So with that, I would say I will see you on the other side of all of this. And I do think that prayer groups are amazing, and there's so many happening all over the place. Different times of day, people from around the world are praying for peace. And I do think that over the next 6 months, next few months, we're going to see a lot of unexpected changes. A lot of things are going to be moving in ways that cannot be predicted, because part of this moment is the unpredictability of it, because something old is dissolving and unraveling. And what does it take for that to happen? Take a moment to set your intentions for what you would love to experience, including to create space to really hear and sense and feel and know that intuitive inner guidance that's rising at this time. Okay, bye.